So in 1999, I was living in Canada, in Alberta province, which is very flat, very kind of, I don't want to say barren, but it's all farmland, really, prairie land in Alberta, but beautiful and fantastic people who I respect so much. They showed me much respect, and it's made me actually want to live in Canada, although Canada is absolutely beautiful in its entirety. But the people there, they made me feel so welcome, very, very kind people. Never a bad word to say. But in 1999, when I was driving about the place, there was this song on the radio that was so catchy. It was in the charts at the time. And it was a song by a fella called Tal Bachman. And I suppose Bachman, it's Bachman, a German name, B-A-C-H-M-A-N. Like Bernie Goldbach. Same difference. Tal Bachman. I say Bachman because I've got German family, so I kind of view words, and Jana will agree with me. So I view words that are German. I view them in German, and I say them in my mind in German. Bachman. Anyway, Tal Bachman. And the song was called She's So High. And it was on the radio. It was like every other song. But that's because it was Canadian, and they had some pop music, and then they had country, and also Western music as well, which, to be honest, is where my then newfound love of country and Western came from. I never actually liked country and Western music before I went to Canada, but when I went there and met the people, and they were all cowboys. They were all cowboys in Alberta. Everybody was a cowboy. No, that's wrong. They were like kind of normal folk with really baggy jeans and shirts and kind of guns in their pants. Those who had guns in their pants. And when I say pants, I mean trousers. Or they were cowboys. And the cowboys were really, they were kind of my kind of people. They were honest. They kind of worked and they danced and they drank. But they were very engaging. You know, they were very engaging. Where the hell am I going with this? Anyway, oh my life. So a bit later on, I was watching the television, and sorry, I'm just replying to emails. I was watching, quite by chance, it was like Norway's Got Talent or something, like Scandinavia's Got Talent, or you know, one of those ones. There was this fella called Kurt Nielsen, in that exact pronunciation. He sang the same song, She's So High. And I saw it, actually, when I was watching it was like the first showing on British television. And it was absolutely brilliant. And Kurt is the same age as me. And I remember it when I saw it that first time. It was this kind of, well, they're all blonde-haired, aren't they, Scandinavians, generally. Little chubby Norwegian boy with a big gap in his teeth and kind of a normal speaking voice. And then he started singing, and it was like, he sung the song in a perfect American accent. not that that's disparaging to Americans, of course, but I say it in a positive sense. But it was absolutely wonderful. It was brilliant. Oh, here we go. It was Norwegian Idol. Here we go. Norwegian Idol. I've now looked it up. And as it says here on Wikipedia, he went on to win World Idol. But Sing a Beautiful Day by YouTube. But this was the song that shot him into fame. So whilst I remember the original Canadian version, what I want to play for you now is Kurt Nilsson's version. Kurt Nilsson. Exactly like that. Don't forget it. I want to play that version. She's So High. This is the song that carried me through 1999. Absolutely wonderful song. And all of the lyrics I transpose to my wife. Because the song is about a woman who's an idol to a man, you know. So this is a dedication to my own wife, Sarah. This is Kurt Nilsson's version of She's So High. Thanks for listening. Here you go.
She's blood, flesh and bone, no tux or silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen, yeah. Joe!
See? Told you it was good.
All one word. Out.